From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. A strong earthquake off the coast of Taiwan has killed at least two people and injured more than 200 others. The 6.4 magnitude tremor struck at 1550 UTC, about 20 kilometers off the island's east coast. About 40,000 homes are without water and highways and bridges have been closed. Taiwan sits near a junction of two tectonic plates and is regularly hit by earthquakes. The earthquake happened on the second anniversary of another 6.4 magnitude tremor that killed 117 people. U.S. stock prices fluctuated wildly Tuesday after regaining ground following a sharply lower open on the heels of sell-offs earlier in the day in Asia and Europe. The volatility continued unabated throughout the day after the Dow Jones Industrial Average shed the most points in one trading session in its more than 120-year history. President Trump said Tuesday he would welcome another federal government shutdown if Congress cannot agree on stiffer immigration restrictions. He said, "I'd love to see a shutdown if we don't get this stuff taken care of, if we don't change the legislation, if we don't get rid of these loopholes where killers are allowed to come into our country and continue to kill. If we don't change it, let's have a shutdown." He spoke at the White House during a law enforcement panel that was discussing the violence carried out by the Hispanic criminal gang Mara Salvatrucha, which is commonly known as MS-13. This is VOA News. In Burundi, more than 500 people have been killed in the past year, most of them by the ruling party youth wing and security forces, according to a recent report from a Burundian human rights group. Correspondent Mohamed Yusuf reports for VOA from Nairobi. The allegations have raised concerns as the country heads toward a contentious referendum.
The report titled "Do Not Play With Fire" documents the killings, disappearances and torture in the hands of Burundi's security agencies and the ruling party youth wing, the Imbonerakure. According to the investigators, more than 500 people were killed in Burundi in 2017 and more than 10,000 are behind bars. Burundi's minister in charge of human rights, Martin Nevibandi, refused the allegation in the report. According to the UN Refugee Agency, more than 430,000 Burundians have fled the country since 2015, when President Pierre Nkurunziza ran for a controversial third term. Most of the refugees cite human rights abuses, continued political uncertainty, and humanitarian crisis as a reason for fleeing. In December, Burundi's government proposed constitutional changes that would, among other things, allow Nkurunziza to stay in office beyond 2020. The referendum on the proposal takes place in May. Mohamed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
Poland's president said Tuesday he will sign a law that would penalize suggestions of Polish blame for Nazi crimes committed inside the country during the Holocaust. The law imposes fines and jail time on anyone calling the Nazi slaughter of Jews during World War II a Polish crime or Nazi death camps Polish death camps. Some of the worst Nazi atrocities were committed on Polish soil. The president said he will consult with Poland's constitutional court for review. He previously called Poland a victim of Nazi terror, saying 6 million Poles and 3 million Jews were murdered by German invaders. Israeli officials have voiced strong objections to the law, calling it an attempt to rewrite history. And the private space company SpaceX has launched its largest rocket yet, sending a cherry red Tesla Roadster into an elliptical Earth-Mars orbit. In a tweet last month, SpaceX CEO Elon Musk said he loves the thought of a car driving apparently endlessly through space and perhaps being discovered by an alien race millions of years in the future. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.